Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
Commodore's Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Really?
Oh, I can.
Oh. Whoa. Can you?
Set the scene, man.
Dude.
Set the scene.
How many times did you use this on Jan?
Go.
Close the deal.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You know I'm easy.
That's all you're getting.
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Never gets old, people. Never gets old.
Encore performance.
Got to, man. Got
it's like
to.
Sinatra, man.
It's just gold. It's gold is what that is. It is gold. Second half of the program. Glad to have you guys on board. It's an overreaction Monday. And I don't know that there's necessarily, some of y'all are overreacting. I mean, we've had some people text out, you guys are never going to win, or this team's not going to make the playoffs. Playoffs? I think
what did that one guy say last segment? He was all about
playoffs.
Yeah, those guys.
No, he said he didn't think he didn't make the playoffs.
That's crazy.
This team's going to make the playoffs. They're going to beat the Jets on Saturday. Now, I'll tell you where my concern would be is if they look ugly again doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they slop together a win, and I know it's going to be one of those deals where, you just got to beat the people in front of you, but I'd like to see the Texans kind of go out and again, it's on the road. It's going to be in condition. So I guess that's kind of the other side of the coin too is, it's going to be an ugly game on, especially if it rains.
It could be. It's going to be wet because I was looking at the forecast. It's 100% chance of rain. If they play at 3:30, so 4:30 in New York, 100% chance of rain till about noon and then 40%. So it's going to be wet no matter what.
So did Sam Darnold become a New Yorker in like 6 months? This dude's from California. He's going to hate the weather just like anybody else.
They're talking about that in New York.
Just show up.
They've actually mentioned that.
What'd they say? I saw a couple of him and play McCown?
They think that it's not worth it because he's been injured and then the weather, California cool dude. In that weather. I'll tell you what, at this point, McCown might be just as scary.
No, he's scarier.
Yeah.
No, he's scarier.
Absolutely he is.
I mean, that guy is fearless, and I mean, he has beaten some good teams.
Plus, he's been around for
that's the reason.
1,000 years, too. Yeah. So, I mean, you went about the wiliest of vets. I mean, hell, wasn't he a guy that you were campaigning for to be the backup?
Yeah, I'd like him to be. He's going to be a coach one day. I thought maybe he could be a guy that guided Deshaun Watson and also eventually became the offensive coordinator or something like that. I'm a big McCown fan.
There hasn't been a game he hasn't seen or a situation he hasn't seen. But I think if you're the Jets, you gotta play. You gotta play Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what you drafted him for. I mean,
no, I think he'll play if he's, ready, healthy, but that's the discussion up there.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, what do we care down here? But I mean, either way, like you said, Landry, I think you'd rather see Sam Darnold than you'd rather see Josh McCown. So, there is that. Of course, yesterday, the one thing that everybody took away from the ball game was Jadeveon Clowney, but B.O.B. said, listen, he's not the reason why they lost, or he is not the reason why the Texans lost, because guess what? He's just an aggressive guy.
I don't know what that means. I mean, okay. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with going up there and saying, he's got to stay on sides there.
The problem with that, and I'm not blaming, as he said, Bill O'Brien said in the cut, you can't blame him for the loss. That wasn't the reason they lost. But it was the reason they couldn't win.
Let me ask
if that
this.
Makes sense, because yeah. they had a chance.
They could have maybe got the ball back.
Yeah, because they had a chance right there to make the stop, and he he kind of put the exclamation point on the loss. But that's why Jadeveon Clowney is so polarizing in this town. And another thing about Jadeveon Clowney, how can you make that dumb a play? I mean, literally.
That's the bigger question.
It was just a dumb. Everybody in the stadium, the concessionaires, the kids. Everyone knew, especially after that he had done it once, tried to draw the Texans off sides. He goes back to the line of scrimmage, does it again, and you jump?
Does B.O.B., you think B.O.B. minds that he didn't stay around and talk to the media?
He don't care.
I think there are people in the building who mind, but maybe not Bill O'Brien. Let me take that back. Bill O'Brien is all about accountability. He really is all about.
I mean, we've made fun of him for being pissy after games.
Yeah, but he's there.
He's there. I mean,
and I know it's in the coach's contract that he has to, these certain appearances. But I think even if it wasn't, I think Bill O'Brien is all about you have to be accountable. And I think that was an unaccountable moment for Jadeveon Clowney.
It's just kind of it's a sign of weakness, mental weakness.
You'd like him to be there. You'd yeah. like him to man mm-hmm. up. And again, I know I've said this time and time again, the one thing I will always appreciate and respect about Dwayne Brown was during that 2-14 season, mm-hmm. that dude, there were times where he was the only guy in the locker room answering questions. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this is the left tackle that you're talking to, so it's not like this guy's got anything to do with game plan. He certainly didn't have anything to do with the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
And he was clearly the best player on the offense, not named, I guess, what, I guess D-Hop. Was he on that team then back in, was he like a rookie, I guess, would have been during mm-hmm. that time? Mm-hmm. But I distinctly remember that 2-14 year where it just seemed like every, you know, during that 14-game losing streak, he would get dressed or come out of the shower and put his workout clothes on and then turn around and say, what do you got?
That's being accountable.
Let's, here we go.
At what point in the game did you guys accept that the Texans were going to lose? At what point did you say, okay, this thing's done? Was it the Clowney thing? Did you still think they were going to come back and find a way to win?
Well, you know, it's funny. After Ryan Griffin had the big reception, I kind of sat up in my chair a little bit and went, all right, well, there's, you know, this team has been found a way for 9 straight weeks. I was thinking
that's kind of what I was thinking.
I was thinking maybe, you know, but I didn't really think they had a chance, to be honest, after late third quarter.
This, to me, I feel like with Deshaun, and this is where the Deshaun Watson factor looms large. And this is where anytime you've got a quality quarterback, if you're within a score or 10 points, you feel like you're always in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Whereas with Deshaun Watson's the kind of guy who can go 20 of 50, but then 5 of those completions can be in the fourth quarter and they win you the game. And you say to yourself, well, yeah, he made plays. He did enough to get you the dub. And that's mm-hmm. the thing about him was that when Jadeveon Clowney jumped off sides, that's when I was like, okay, because if they stop him here and they get the ball back, you give the ball to number 4, anything's possible.
A couple weeks ago, when Fairbairn kicked his game-winning field goal, it was 3rd and 18 or 3rd and 20, and Deshaun found Jordan Thomas, mm-hmm. who was able to fight for some extra yards,
yeah.
and it led to the Fairbairn go-ahead field goal. There was a moment like this in that game as well, where it's 3rd and 12 from the 38-yard line, and Deshaun Watson tries to throw it to Lamar Miller. It would have just been a dump-off, maybe got you 5-6 yards,
right.
and instead he throws it over Lamar Miller's head. Bill O'Brien decided on 4th and 12 there from the 38, despite the fact Fairbairn is 3 for 5 from field goals over 50 yards and has made a 53 and 54 yarder at NRG, he decided to punt there. If Deshaun Watson just simply completes that pass mm-hmm. to Lamar Miller and Lamar Miller gets, say, 6 yards, we're talking about a 49-yard field goal, no-brainer,
yeah.
and the Texans, who ended up losing by 3, maybe end up tying that game, maybe going to another overtime.
What was the game where Jordan Thomas made a great play to get him like 3 yards closer?
Denver.
That was the exact same situation.
Yeah.
In that game,
yeah.
they gained that extra 3 yards, kicked the field goal, and made it. In this one, they didn't make that extra 3 yards or whatever.
Exactly. And I still think they should have kicked it. I don't know how Bill O'Brien hasn't been asked about it when – the guy hasn't missed a field goal from there, and he's kicked field goals a similar distance. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the wind. The roof is closed.
The wind.
So, I mean, 6.5 minutes left, 55-yard field goal. He's made a 54. He's made a 53 at NRG, and he's 3 for 5 from around that distance, 50-plus. I don't understand why Bill O'Brien didn't kick the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. And you want to rely on your defense. That's fine. Your defense was getting shredded at that point. They were getting dissected. I think the Colts had scored on their 2 drives in the second half after mm-hmm. going 3 and out on the first 4.
You mean the second quarter?
No, I'm talking about in the second half, they scored on their 2 drives.
The Colts only
drives.
Scored 1 touchdown. They scored a touchdown in the 3rd quarter and then didn't score again.
Okay, so they had scored before, but the Texans ate up, what, like 9 minutes on their drive?
And I promise you, that's what B.O.B.'s going to tell you. That's exactly, our defense had stiffened up. We'd started to do some different things.
Man,
we made some adjustments
at
halftime. Absolutely. No,
yeah.
He's thinking, we're going to pin them deep, and then we're going to force them to punt again because we'd started to slow things down. We'd mm-hmm. figured some things out. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I promise you that's what he was going to do.
The craziest thing about it is the Colts had gone over 5 quarters without scoring a single point. And the Texans had forced them 3 and out on the first 4 possessions. And then Andrew Luck threw that interception on the 5th. And it just looked like this offense was nowhere to be found. And then all of a sudden, boom. 3 straight, they scored their final 3 possessions of the first half, and Andrew Luck looks like an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you, that's why I blame this offense for the loss yesterday. Because you had a chance, like we, and all 3 of us literally said it on Friday, was that you could go out and offensively put this game away early. And if you score on three of those first five possessions, even if you're up 17-0, mm-hmm. it's a whole different tenor. And then all of a sudden now your defense is rearing back and
well, and because they're not a come from behind team. I know y'all just pointed out a couple of big plays that Deshaun Watson is capable of, and I think he's capable of that as well.
Yeah.
But consistently, if they're down double digits, had they scored right there and gotten the lead? Yeah. Might have been ball game.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you 110%.
Yeah.
You could have easily, three of those first five possessions, you move the ball. Because this team, like you said, John, this team has to pounce on people early. Because mm-hmm. the last thing you want to be able to do is because that's one thing. The one thing we know about this offensive line is they're just not built to pass protect when you know they have to.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. And for whatever reason, this group never got into a groove after that opening drive. And you saw the way it basically plagued the offense for the next, rest of the game.
Yeah. And on the flip side of things, the interception getting negated on that helmet to helmet call or whatever it was, that was a bad call. The Colts forced a turnover mm-hmm. there. That was, I mean, if I'm just being fair and talking about what could have been, Deshaun should have thrown an interception.
He actually tried to avoid, was it Lamar Miller?
No, it was Carter.
It was Carter.
Yeah.
The DB actually tried to avoid. He turned to his side and just happened to hit the side of his. It wasn't even his helmet, it was his shoulder.
It was Malik Hooker. Yeah. They had another one on the sidelines that was very questionable. So if I want to be fair, in fairness, the Colts kind of got screwed early there too, that allowed the Texans to get that 7-0 lead. At one point, Lamar Miller had one touchdown and minus 5 yards.
Saw that. It's a rough day. I'll tell you what, it was a rough day fantasy-wise yesterday. You had some serious guys put up some not-so-serious numbers yesterday. Now, you also had a guy like Greg Kittle who went absolutely ham mm-hmm. yesterday.
210 yards in the first half.
To all you Amari Cooper people Ooh, out there, and Amari. I had Amari Cooper last year, and I was like, I'll never draft this turd Ferguson again. Well, joke's on me because my wide receiving core sucks, and I could certainly use some Amari Cooper love right now.
What about Big Ben leaving in the second half? That was the nightmare right there for fantasy owners. And then he came back in the game.
Well, what was worse, him leaving or Jared Goff fans? Because I'm going to tell you what, if you were a Jared Goff or Todd Gurley.
That's karma, because Todd Gurley ruined a lot of people's lives last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, he ruined some people's lives yesterday, including the guy that played against me. But John,
I actually have a fantasy football question.
No, you don't.
You're gonna eat those words.
You're gonna
be eating those words like a W.
I'll tell you what. Just show up in the next segment, and you'll find out.
Show up in the next segment. I have a legitimate fantasy football question from a friend of mine.
So you've got
like this friend is legitimately bothered.
Is it Scott Knoll?
No.
Okay. All right, so John wearing the
top 30 fishing podcasts in America.
I saw that.
Boom.
There's only 31 of them, but he's in the top 30.
There's like 1,000.
My man in the Chick-fil-A sauce shirt.
You texted us when you saw that.
He's got a fantasy football.
I looked.
No, tell us. What were you looking for?
All right. I got a legit fantasy
football question, and I think I know I fear post-Colts /blown opportunity. I think I know I fear. All that and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is In a Loop on a Monday.